what made this the right time to retire? I know you've been in education for close to 40 years, but what made this probably as good a time as any to step back and have somebody else take over?
That's kind of a loaded question, Chuck, because once you get to that point, because the years fly by you so fast, and once you get to that point, you kind of sit back and say, wow, what just happened? And where did time go? But, you know, 35 to 40 years of working with kids, and it's just been a joy. It's beyond what I can put into words. And the people that I get to work with every day and work beside, it just touches my life and my heart every day. I'm just getting to that point where it's time to do something different while I'm able to do something different, and don't know what that is yet, but I wanted our district to have time to search for a new superintendent before it was too late in the season, so to speak. And I'm very proud of our district, and I want him to move forward in a very positive way.
I know when we talked, even before you were named as the superintendent of the year here a couple of months back, talking about what got you into education, and maybe you can kind of remind us what got you in and kind of opened up education as a possible career field and a way to reach people and touch people's lives.
You know, I can go back. I've told our staff a few times that you remember people that touch your life, and obviously my parents are the first and foremost, but along with that, I had a librarian that told me one day that I think you'd be a good teacher. And it's amazing how most teachers have had someone that have impacted them, and you don't forget those people that just gave you some words of encouragement, if nothing else. But so it was an avenue that was there for me, and after I tried to farm for a few years during some drought years, and that didn't go real well, I went back into teaching and coaching, and it went from there. And I've making a difference with kids is beyond gratitude, and every day is a new opportunity, and it's pretty special. The money may not always be real great, but when you know you make difference with kids and they tell you that down the road, that's pretty special.
How did that, I guess, the early guidance that you received from your librarian, how to maybe flesh out your thought process when it comes to education, or just maybe the relationship aspect of education as opposed to the actual book learning?
Well, I mean, obviously, you better like people, and you better like being around people, and that's always been part of me. And so when someone encourages you to maybe make a difference in a different way with children, you know, that just stuck with me. And so making a difference, I guess, and having the opportunity to make a difference has always inspired me to keep pushing along.
But you also have had the education success, and maybe give us your philosophy on the different avenues that lead to education success and how those have really manifested themselves here for the district?
As an administrator, I feel very strongly we're tasked with how do we create opportunities for kids. When we're getting kids ready for every career that this world offers, and some that are just starting as we speak, that's a pretty awesome task. And there's not a single avenue that gets everyone to the same place. And so as an administrator, that is one thing that challenges me, it motivates me. How do we create more opportunities for kids with the basis of a core curriculum? And so a lot of channels, a lot of partnerships, a lot of putting ourselves out there to open up new doors for kids. That's one thing that's always motivated me, and it challenges me, and I enjoy that part.
Mike, when it comes to the, you know, just looking at the Star Awards for the last 2 years, getting awards in all 8 categories, how does that signify the work of your teachers and staff? Not just from the administrative side of things or from the board, but those that are actually in the classrooms and the work that they're doing to adapt to the ever-changing, really, roles of education now.
I think all of us in education, we want to know where we're going and why we're going there. And so I think what our staff just does a great job, and I think all educators do, if we know what our goals are and we know what the focus is and we're intentional with them, we can move those meters. And so we've tried to keep a focus on what those state goals are, because it does include the whole child, and that's important. It does include career preparations. It does include core curriculum. It's the whole child, and we've been really intentional on that, and our staff, I think, believes that. You know, I think they see why those things are important, and so we've had that focus.
Michael, you mentioned here that you're not exactly sure of what your plan is, but knowing you, I'm assuming that there's going to be some sort of that people/relationships process that's going to drive you here even after you wind up retiring. Is that kind of what you're looking at right now, just in general terms?
Chuck, my wife would tell you I'm a busybody, and that's true. And I do enjoy people and relationships and partnerships and all those things. So I don't have anything on my radar right now, and I'm going to finish this year out, but I look forward to what the next step might be and what challenges those might be. But I don't have anything in mind right now.
Gotcha. The other question I had is what advice are you going to have for the person who ultimately is chosen to lead the district coming up here? I'm assuming the process is basically going to be the first part of next year as far as finding the next superintendent. But what advice do you have for the next person to fill the role?
In any district, I would give this advice. Get to know your communities. Get to know your staff. That is so important in that first year, just having an understanding of the culture, because every building's different, and you need to understand those cultures, and then to really move them along, you need to understand what they're made of and what they believe in and what those communities are about.
Mike, I can't think of anything else. Is there anything else that I'm missing here?
It's been an honor and a privilege for me and my family to work in this district and work beside and with great people, staff members, kids, board members over the years, that we went through some trying times with budgets, and we made it through and we grew through that. We didn't just hang on, we grew. And I'm very appreciative of all the board members that I've had the opportunity to work with. And we have prideful communities here, and it's just, I've been blessed to be a part of it, and I'm appreciative that I could just be a little piece of it. So thank you to USD 252.